USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The weather is starting to look a bit more iffy for this afternoon's scheduled attempt to launch a SpaceX rocket from Cape Canaveral. Forecasters now say there's a 50-50 chance of acceptable conditions for the launch of the Falcon 9 rocket that's to propel two American astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA and SpaceX teaming up to try to send the first humans into space from U.S. soil in 9 years. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine.
This is a unique opportunity to bring all of America together and say, look at how bright the future is.
If the weather permits, launch is scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Eastern today. The air in Minneapolis is still thick with tension. After the death of a black man in police custody on Monday, demonstrators clashing with police last night after video showed an officer's knee on George Floyd's neck as he said he couldn't breathe. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff started coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many Republicans again attacking a new rule on Capitol Hill that allows voting by proxy for members of the U.S. House. Opening a Capitol briefing a short time ago, Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, called the Democratic-authored rule unconstitutional. Republicans are challenging the proxy voting rule in court as Democrats approved it, saying there are ongoing concerns about the coronavirus outbreak, so it allows members to authorize proxy votes while remaining in their districts. McCarthy argues America is safely reopening and all members of the House should be back on Capitol Hill by now. Authorities are continuing their search for a double murder suspect in 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, urging that he turn himself in. Here's Connecticut State Police Lieutenant John Ayo.
Peter, we've talked to your family, we've talked to your friends and your roommates. All of them have said the same thing, that this behavior is out of the ordinary for you. We know this is not who you are.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is reportedly going to get some ideas for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The New York Times says military officials will be giving the commander-in-chief some options this week. And one of the plans reportedly includes having all service members out of that country by November's general election. But the Times also writes that defense leaders will push for a slower process so as to avoid issues with February's peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. Part of the deal has the number of troops there dropping from about 12,000 to 8,600 by mid-July. We're dealing with COVID, then came word of so-called murder hornets arriving in the United States, and now cicadas? Well, experts say don't worry, even though as many as 1.5 million per acre could emerge in parts of the United States this year, after 17 years, cicadas are harmless to humans. Now, the noise they make can become quite a nuisance, especially in the hot spots, which this year are expected to be parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. Those bugs do pose a threat to orchids, vines, and trees, where female cicadas lay their eggs. And Jimmy Fallon thanking viewers for holding him to account over a skit that included blackface 20 years ago on Saturday Night Live when he was impersonating comedian Chris Rock. Fallon says he did make a terribly offensive decision while adding there's no excuse and he is sorry. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.